the famous Monsignor Nelson Baker,
yeah,
and venerable now. And to see the he was a giant in regards to apostolic work, orphanages, schools, outreaches to poor and needy, outreaches to African American people, whatever the case may be. He was doing everything, and he had sisters around him too, the Sisters of St. Joseph, and the work that they did. The complete giving of themselves to not only the good Lord, but also to serve the people of God and these people who were in great need, the acts of mercy that were shown. But where is that today? It's very, very absent today, the religious life, consecrated life. So young men growing up today, what priests are they seeing? Are there priests living in their rectory right next to the church, coming out and as Bing Crosby and Barry Fitzgerald
going
and
my way.
Cassocks? No, it's rare to see that.
Yeah.
So the priesthood becomes seen like a profession. The religious life is, well, there's been a hemorrhaging of the religious life. So many people have left the religious life that it's difficult to get that inspiration to see, what a powerful thing to see like 10 or 15 nuns like walking across the parking lot to go off to their daily duties at school. It's a very powerful scene, and young girls are like, they immediately, I want to be that. Most will probably not become that, but the fact is that some are supposed to become that according to God's plan. But because there's lack of perhaps example, and then also combine that with a lack of discerning in an unserious, negligent age who does not look to what has God got for me in regards to his plan. They're thinking completely at a natural level. They're just thinking, if they think about marriage, it's just because I suppose they want to experience childbirth. So they want to experience sort of raising a child for a time. You see how it kind of affects them personally and sort of builds up their narcissistic sort of mindset.
Father, I know that you're something of a disciple of Romano Amerio, the great philologist and philosopher who wrote that massive tome Iota Unum.
Yes,
and in there's the chapter on juvenilism, which you preached a wonderful sermon on, so I hear, and that subject of juvenilism, he talks about how this is an unserious age, and mm-hmm. people are just not serious about life, and this whole worship of youth that is part of modernity has to do with an unseriousness of our adults.
Right.
In such an atmosphere, how would you advise a young man or young lady, because they do exist, who think I might be called to the priesthood or to the religious life, and I should mention for the benefit of the readers, you are both. You're both a priest and a religious because you've made your religious vows and belong to a religious congregation. What is the practical advice that you give to a young man or young lady? I mean, the general, not the specific, because Mindy's life circumstances dictate that, or Max's dictate this. But what is the general advice you give to them how to discern practically whether they have a religious or priestly vocation?
I always tell them to read a book, and that book is The Family That Overtook Christ. I'm not sure if you've read that book about St. Bernard of Clairvaux.
Okay, yeah.
The Family That Overtook Christ. If you have any inkling to think about religious life, the consecrated life, the holy priesthood, to read that book. Because when you think about it, the